You're listening to the Productive Catholic Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping Christian husbands and fathers build independent income for their families using proven entrepreneurial strategies. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no depending on an employer for your family's security, and no praying that God lets you win the lottery. Just real, actionable, and proven strategies you can use right now to provide more for your family and grow in holiness. Now, here are your hosts, Devin Rose and Dean Soto.
Hey, welcome to the Productive Catholic Podcast. This is Dean Soto, and I am here with the one, the only, Devin Rose. Say hi, Devin.
Hey, Dean. Hey, everyone.
Cool, man. So it's been a nice, long, tiresome week. What's been going on with you?
What has been going on with me? Productive Catholic courses. A joint venture I'm doing with two software development friends, and a joint venture I'm starting with an apologetics friend, plus my regular job. So it's been busy.
That's a lot, man. That's crazy. Cool. So I don't even know how you find time to do all that stuff.
Well, that's one of the nice things is you've introduced me to, and it's true, the joint venture is, some weeks when I'm busy on one thing, my partner is working on our project. And so progress is made in spite of the fact that I'm not actively doing a ton of stuff.
Oh, love it. I love hearing that, man. I love it. So if you are brand new to the Productive Catholic Podcast, this is the podcast that is dedicated to Catholic business, Catholic productivity, whatever brings you closer to Christ, closer to God, being a better husband, better father, better person through your work, through business, through practical things like that. And so before we actually got onto this podcast, we were deciding on what to actually talk about. And Devin, who is the man, has two amazing topics that both made me very, very excited. And I'm going to actually let him introduce the first one, and then we'll lead into the second topic. So, but before we do that, I wanted to give a shout out. I wanted to give a quick shout out to a listener and one of our students at learn.productivecatholic.com, Kim, who actually gave me a call and let me know that there was a problem with our website. So people weren't able to actually get on the courses, right, Devin?
Yeah, which is kind of a difficult thing when the purpose of our that part of our site is for people to take courses so that they can learn how to do things.
Yeah, it was quite funny because I'm like, okay, so people are enrolling into the courses, but they're not doing anything. That's weird. I don't know why that is. And then luckily out of like 60 people, one person, bless her heart, actually let us know. And so I actually gave her one of our courses, one of our premium courses for free. We have free courses and we have some premium courses on there, but I gave her one of our premium courses for free for doing that. That was so, so helpful. So thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kim. I mean, man, I was trying to talk with Dan. I was like, maybe something with the payment processing is broken. Maybe I should just go and buy one of them, see if that's what's going on. But thanks a ton for finding that out. And it just shows, too, you know, people think, well, oh, there's a problem. Someone's already, it's not worth closing the loop with it. Well, it is worth closing the loop. And for lots of reasons for you, so you can actually take the course for us so we can fix it. Yeah. And sometimes you get rewarded, like Kim getting this course. So
love it.
Yeah, man. Well, do you want to talk about the first topic?
Let's do it, man. What is it?
Okay, well, I felt this way when I first heard of Productive Catholic, and also you would talk about business. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, okay, business, or you'd say it's about entrepreneurship. I'd say, okay, entrepreneurship. And my understanding of those words is like big business. Mm-hmm. And entrepreneurship means you go out and you have some idea for a product, and you raise venture capital, millions of dollars to R&D, design this thing, and then you distribute it out to the world. And that was my mind for what an entrepreneur is. And that is a form of entrepreneurship. But what often we're talking about, and what I think I'm trying to do with our joint venture and these other ones I'm in, is more to be a micropreneur. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So doing small businesses, or at least they start small. They don't take a lot of capital to fund, and they begin with a website and a blog and an ebook, yeah. And then maybe there's a course too, or a podcast. So that's, I think that using the word micropreneur, people might think, oh, okay, hey, that sounds doable. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question, or not a great question. That's a great topic, because it's funny, I was writing some things today, and that actually came to mind, because one of the things that really deterred me in the first place of starting my own business was that exact thing. I'm not the type to go and get startup funding. I'm not going to go pitch anyone. And so when I hear entrepreneurship, that really is the first thing that I think of. And had it not been just for starting these little side things, because really it is a micropreneur thing, because here's what I think of entrepreneurship versus micropreneurship. Micropreneurship is you creating a small product, or creating having a service that's not necessarily super innovative, where people are going, it's going to change the landscape. It's not going to be like a Microsoft Windows or something like that. It's going to be maybe a small plugin, or maybe a small app for the iPhone, or something like that. Whereas the entrepreneurship is that big, Tesla Motors or SpaceX or something like that. And so I completely agree with you on that. And maybe it is a better word to use is micropreneur.
Yeah, and I got that. I stole that from, I listened to some of these internet marketing podcasts like Pat Flynn and the Fizzle Show and the Entree Programmers. That's a software development related one. Mm-hmm. And so one of those guys said it, and I was like, oh, micropreneur. Hey, that's pretty good. Maybe what that could be for us, a blog post too, is let's talk about that. Yeah. What micropreneurship and how that's different, and how you can do it, and how that's how most of us need to start out. Anyways, we're not trying to, Tesla is a great example, or SpaceX, like we're not billionaires from founding Twitter or whatever that we can decide we're going to start a space company. The other topic that I had thought of was, I'd been sharing a lot of our stuff, like Productive Catholic, on Facebook, mm-hmm. and on Twitter, and I have fairly decent followings. Granted, they're not really Catholic business focused, but they are Catholics, mm-hmm. and gotten some, gotten some likes and shares and comments, and it's been cool. I've not been disappointed, because my expectations haven't been super high, but I've gotten the feeling that some people are probably having an aversion to it. They're wondering, what is it that I'm talking about? What is it that I'm doing, mm-hmm. exactly, or that we're doing here? And I think it's because people are wary of, oh, this is another multi-level marketing scheme. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is another one of those do all your shopping through my link, or buy the vitamin water, or here's some essential oils, or here's a cell phone plan, or here's your energy bill, and we can just do it. And I personally have had probably 10 to 20 of my friends over the past few years through Facebook and other things try to sell me and get me on the multi-level marketing schemes.
Yeah.
Before people think that I'm dissing them, two things. One, my wife and I are distributors of one of the essential oil brands. We don't make any money from it. I don't care to make any money. I have empirically found in my own family's usage that some of these oils are helpful for things like colds. And so we buy some of those oils because they help our children get over colds. And this is very basic stuff. If you go buy the Vicks Vapo strips from the store that you put into the humidifier, it has eucalyptus in it and, you know, menthol. And that's what's in like the Vapo rub. Like this stuff is just things that help. But so that's cool. Hey, that's great if you want to do that. But it's not what we're talking about here. This is not multi-level marketing. This is actually, you have talents, skills, and experience and wisdom that you can share with others, that you can actually build a small business around to help other people learn what you've learned, right?
Yeah. And at the risk of getting in trouble, and I have a deep, deep, deep aversion to multi-level marketing, network marketing in general. So, one, it's definitely not that. Should I give my opinion of? I'm going to give my opinion.
Give your opinion.
Okay. So, in a way that's very diplomatic, is that for me, multi-level marketing, any type of quote unquote business like that is not a true business. To me, that is it is more of a, I mean, because really all you're trying to do is create a downline of people under you who are trying to create a downline of people that are under them and that are under them and under them and so on and so forth. You're not providing, and this is not for all of the multi-level marketing stuff. You're not providing a valuable product or a valuable service as you yourself.
Right.
So I don't see that as a business. And no matter how much money you make, I don't see it as a micro business. I don't see it as any type of business. It's more of a way to get money because you're not handling the supply chain. You're not you're a distributor, really. That's all it is.
Right.
And so,
yeah, you're not adding value to it at all. You're not creating it yourself. Yeah. You are just simply, you're simply hoping that people sign up, you know, under you for these things, and they might be decent products.
Yeah.
Some of them, but it also turns your friends. Mm-hmm. You are now, oh, I'm not really your friend. Instead, I see you as an object,
yeah,
that can get me more money, and that's why I'm trying to sell you on this stuff.
Exactly, and I've had that happen too. In fact, I have to have, because I have people who learn from me and learn from my cousin and so on. They'll people who are our students who have used our methodologies of selling on Amazon and stuff. It's shiny object syndrome. I will get at least maybe one person a month trying to sell me on a multi-level marketing thing. And they're one of my students that I just tell them, you know, straight out, you know, this is not a business. Sorry. It's just my opinion, but I tell them straight out. But yeah, like what we, at least with Productive Catholic, are trying to do is to take real valuable things and let people teach those valuable things. So, for example, I have a WordPress course on there, how to do WordPress. That's something that is not, there's no multi-level thing on there. There's no, if you go and sign up for the course, you're not going to then need to go and get someone else to sign up for the course and someone else in order to make money using WordPress. You learn how to use WordPress. And And right. you have your Catholic author course on there that that teaches people how to become a Catholic author. Definitely don't like – I don't like the multi-level marketing stuff at all. And if anyone – just warning you right now, if anyone comes and tries to get me into a multi-level marketing thing, I will be honest. I will be polite about it, but I will let you know that it, no, in no circumstance whatsoever will I be part of your downline, and you don't have a real business.
Yeah, and I want to share two. There's three examples I want to share. The first one is, you know what? I've got friends who have built up enough downlines that they actually make a decent monthly income from a multi-level marketing thing. And hey, you know, great for y'all. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all managed to do that. I won't take anything away from you at all. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that happened one time, I was in a bookstore and, you know, I was reading my book or whatnot, and it was in a little cafe, and these two guys were next to me, these two young guys, and it became quickly apparent what was going on. One of the guys had a bevy of little products that he had, and he was talking to the other guy saying, and he kind of had this pitch, and he was doing his friend was really kind of getting uncomfortable. Well, it culminated in, this is in a public place. The guy said, the one who was selling to his friend said, okay, stand up. And the guy stood up and he said, put your arms at your sides. His friend put his arms at his sides. And he said, okay, I'm going to hold your arms down. So he held his arms down against the sides. And the guy tried to like lift his arms. Uh-huh. And he kind of lifted his arms pretty well. And the guy selling was like, oh, you're pretty strong, actually. Well, okay, now drink this vitamin water. This is full of vitamins. I mean, just totally pump you up. Okay, takes a vitamin water. And then he said, okay, let's do this again. You stand up. I'm going to hold your arms down. And now try to lift up your arms. And the guy, like, lifted up his arms, you know. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, oh, did you see that? Did you see how much stronger you got from drinking this vitamin water? I got a whole case of this. You know, you want to buy this and enroll as a distributor for these products. And so the guy was like, so skeptical. It's like, here, I'll go out to your car and just look, see what you have in your trunk. But it was the most awkward thing in the world. I mean, in a public place, mm-hmm. this guy trying to sell vitamin water that's supposed to instantly make you stronger. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. I've had my wife, when we were working at my full-time aerospace job, when she was working full-time too, she had someone who was working with her, and they became part of a network marketing thing where it was more of a financial consulting type thing. And he had like an appointment with her at a coffee shop, cause she didn't know what he was doing. He was a good friend. And he's like writing down all this, you know, when you understand cash flow, you understand this and this and that, and just going all of this crazy stuff. She had no idea what he was talking about. And then finally he just asked her, hey, well, you know, if you sign up under me, you can do exactly what I'm doing right now. And and she's like, no, that's okay. And it's, I'm like, really? In fact, I think I had a friend just recently who is becoming a quote unquote financial consultant and asked to meet with me for lunch, and I ended up rescheduling and he never rescheduled. So I'm guessing that was another MLM pitch. But
right, he was gonna. And the thing is though, you feel crappy doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, is this the value of my friendship here? And take the case of one of the essential oils that we actually use. We actually use some of these oils, right? Mm-hmm. But most of the literature that this company puts out, it's not in line with our Catholic beliefs. It's New Age. Mm-hmm. It's you can overcome with the power of your positive energy. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, take this. It will focus your meditation so that you can visualize the awesome power that you're going to exude when you succeed in all your goals. I mean, it's the secret. It's the new age crap. So the company's not in line with Catholic beliefs. The oils themselves are not objectively bad or good, or I'd say they're good because, you know, it is true. There's good things about them. But the whole thing is soured, though. You know, we had a friend who did one of the, and this is the last example I'll share because we don't want to bash on this stuff too much. She was in one of the, you know, cosmetic multi-level marketing companies. She worked her tail off. I don't know how many hours a week, 80 hours a week for probably about a year and a half, just trying to just get this thing going. And, you know, what she didn't realize was you're not selling makeup to people. You're trying to get people to sign up under you. You are the customer for this company. You know, you, the distributor, are the customer.
Yep, exactly.
And eventually she quit that job and got a job at a cell phone, company for one of the big cell phone network providers, and has done awesome because she's actually a great customer service and sales woman.
Yeah, that is one benefit of a lot of the network marketing, the multi-level marketing stuff, is that generally they will train you on how to sell. And they will, and their sales is training is really, really good. Usually, I mean, sometimes it could be a little bit a hard sell, but I know a lot of people who came out of the network marketing, multi-level marketing stuff, and are great at selling. They can, and which that in itself, if you couple that with an actual business where you have a service and you have a product and you are providing value to your customer with those sales tactics, oh my gosh, you can do very, very well. And like you said, this is not to bash people who are in multi-level marketing. In fact, you know, if you're making money off of it, that's awesome. You know, that's great. That's fantastic. But there is a huge difference between my son's here and Devin's waving at him in the Google Hangout. there's a huge difference between multi-level marketing and actual business. And you have to kind of weigh the risks too, because ultimately you are not in control. You are not in control of your product. You are not in control of your service. If the supply chain were to just go, or that company goes, guess what happens to all that revenue that you get from your downline? It's gone. And then theirs is gone. And then the people under them is gone. So you have to be very, very careful in understanding that you are putting I liken it to putting all of your videos that you use for your business that generate revenue onto YouTube or onto some hosting site, and them just completely taking all of your videos off, and you have no recourse whatsoever. You have to be aware that really you do not have a business because you are not the one that's actually in control of that.
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention the fact that, like you're saying, you're not in control of the supply chain of the company, nor the message. And so if they're spewing out new age stuff, you're the one who's representing new age propaganda. And you at least have to, the best you can say is, well, just, you know, hold your nose at all this stuff and ignore the bad stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And just take what's good from it, which you can do, as opposed to the courses like, let's say, we're creating that other people are creating on, you know, learn.productivecatholic.com. And that's how to become a Catholic author. Well, that's actually something that's valuable because you can impact people's lives and change the world by writing books of things that you believe in that are true, good, and beautiful. There's a big difference, you know, between those two things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, you know, you're learning how publishing works, and you are learning all the ins and outs of things like that, so that if you really wanted to help someone else to get their book published, you can say, hey, you know, I took this course, I got my book published, and doing it this way, I have these contacts, and here, let me help you. And you can even create, make that into a service or something like that. Like I'll edit your book and talk to a publisher or something like that.
Yeah. And you know what? There was this guy on Facebook, and God bless him, he was making a GoFundMe. He set up a GoFundMe so that people could help him, so because he wants to publish his book. And he's a little bit of an older guy. And I told him, I said, look, here's this course I created. It's not that much money on how to become a Catholic author. And, you know, I didn't get any response from him at all. Instead, he thinks he has to raise, I don't know, thousands and thousands of dollars in order to publish his book. So he's going about it all wrong, and he doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
Nor, at least so far, has he you know, enrolled and purchased the very inexpensive course. And so, to some degree, with people, and this is something else that we'll talk about more in another podcast, we're having to educate Catholics. Catholics are not understanding yet that, one, I can start my own micro business, I can publish a book, I can create a course, I can take a course. You know, this paying $30 to take a course and get the distilled wisdom from someone who spent 7 years figuring it all out is the best bargain you will ever have in your entire life, except for the gospel.
Yeah, I know. I can tell you, it's funny because I've told you numerous times, this is something that your course that you have right there is something that I would sell to my other audience, my audience on the secular realm that pays me full time. You know, that's what I do full time. I could sell that course for $497 or more, and they would be chomping at the bit to get it. They would love it, especially the fact that, you know, you pretty much have access to some pretty big name Catholic authors and things like that. Man, I can. It's so funny, and it's totally true because it's a lot of education. We just recently put out a post on how can you tell if something's expensive, and for me, $37 or whatever the price is right now for learning to be a Catholic author. I even told you, I don't think I've shared this with anybody, but I said, Devin, I will write, you know, some of my book, and if you can help me write some of my book, I'll pay you a couple $1,000s. Because I understand the value that you bring to the table. And so when it comes to a $37 course and having all that, it's a no brainer. It's a no brainer to get that course. And it's funny too. Last little anecdote, I saw on your Facebook page, there was a well-known Catholic apologist that has a ton of books out. In fact, he helped bring me back to the church. My wife, as soon as I mentioned his name, she knows exactly who he is. He is trying to get his name out a lot with all the books that he has. He's trying to get his name out there and get published better. And one of the ways he's doing it is just a snippet of what you had in the course. And he pretty much refused to purchase the course, which I'm looking at him going, oh my gosh, if you only knew that you're doing a snippet of what you should be doing. And if you were just follow these little step-by-step things, you would be a lot more well-known. Smart guy too. My gosh, he is amazingly smart.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of friends, I know I do, who are like him, super smart, faithful, and have a lot to share. And I think that it's just going to take a little while, but once they realize it, it's going to be a blossoming. It's going to be an explosion of great Catholic content.
Yep.
in ways that are even more accessible so that people can be blessed by it, not just blog readers who are going to go back and read every single blog post that these guys have ever written.
Yeah.
So, yeah, awesome.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, this is the end of our podcast. Awesome, awesome topics. If you have any questions whatsoever, please do not hesitate to let us know. You can either comment on the blog or you can go to learn.productivecatholic.com, sign up for one of the courses, and you can comment on the courses and let us know what you want to learn, and you can shoot us an email to, actually, you can shoot us an email at support@productivecatholic.zendesk.com. That's support@productivecatholic.zendesk.com. And super excited to see what blossoms in the next few months as we educate you on business from a Catholic's perspective. And yes, it is okay to be in business as a Catholic. In fact, we're all called to do it in some way or another. So any last thoughts there, Devin, before we close it out?
Yeah, last thought for the day. I know a lot of Catholics are strapped for cash. They live month to month. Money's tight. I get that you want to save all the money that you can, and that something that's $30 can feel expensive. But the whole purpose in us doing this is to help Catholics so that they're not living month to month,
exactly,
that they're not in dire straits all the time, that they can actually have their own business and not rely on an employer to pay them some pathetic wage that they barely scrape by on.
Exactly. Exactly. I love it, man. Preach it. Preach it. Preach it. Preach it.
Preach it. Preach it. Preach it. Preach it. All right. God bless.
Love it. Dean. God bless, guys. All right. So, once again, go to www.productivecatholic.com, or if you want to go straight to the courses, there's free and premium courses at learn.productivecatholic.com. This is Devin Rose and Dean Soto, and we will see you in the next Productive Catholic podcast episode.
Thanks for listening to the Productive Catholic Podcast. For more awesome content and courses showing you how to start building independent income and grow as a Catholic husband and father, join us for free at ProductiveCatholic.com. If you love this podcast and want more episodes like this one, don't forget to rate us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. In the words of G.K. Chesterton, the opposite of employment is not unemployment. The opposite of employment is independence. We'll see you next time on the Productive Catholic Podcast.